Sleaze balls, baby. All right, guys. So today we're here to talk about why you'll never become successful listening to your intuition. All right. And this is basically a response video to my boy Immortal Minds. Y'all make sure y'all go over there and check the brother channel out. He got some great ass fucking content. One of the few channels that I actually watch. Because mostly I watch now is just the financial side of YouTube. So I really don't watch a lot of red pill content anymore and shit. Because it's becoming redundant. Alright. It's a bunch of whining and no solutions. Alright. But this is one of the brothers that I actually fucking watch. So make sure y'all go check out his channel. Good content. And he made a video about listening to your intuition and shit like that. Which is good. But I wouldn't really call this a disagreement. I would just like to say on this, I'm adding on to it. Let's just say it like that. Because in some aspects, you should listen to your intuition. But to me, you'll never become successful listening to your intuition. All right? Because basically, guys, your intuition is your gut. Your gut feeling about something. Now, let me explain something to you why you'll never become successful listening to it. Your gut or your intuition likes to play it safe. Anytime you step out your comfort zone, you're gonna get this great feeling in your gut. I don't think I should do that. That's your intuition. Your intuition knows, hey, stick to your little shitty 9-to-5, play it safe. Why take a chance? Anytime in your life, guys, whenever y'all guys get to taking a chance, look for your gut to kick in. Now, let me say this about that also. It's amazing that, you know, we always talk about we listen to our intuition and never led me wrong, right? Because we look back at that one time or two times where something playing out. But we don't never look into those times where we ignored our intuition and shit went in our favor. And we say, man, you know, my intuition led me wrong that time. The shit actually worked out and I ain't listened to it. No, we always look back at that one or two times where our intuition was correct. But we never remember all the times it was fucking wrong. So I wanted to fucking get that out the way right now. But guys, every major decision in my life, and I'm quite sure some of you guys can attest to this, my gut feeling was not to do it. I can go back and even getting into my first long-term relationship, which actually was my only really long-term relationship. I had some other relationships that was like a year, but this was the only real long relationship. And I remember my gut telling me, man, don't move in with this girl, man. Don't. And I actually was trying to run from it. And the girl kept calling my phone, saying, hey, I put the deposit down for the apartment. And then I was like, you know what, man? I told her I was doing it. I don't want her wasting her money on the deposit. I said, fuck it. You know what? Just go on and, you know, you can always move out. And it turned out to be the best decision of my life. Not the relationship. It's what I learned from the relationship. I learned a lot about myself in that long-term relationship. First thing I learned right off the bat, guys, was I learned how much money I was fucking up dating and just clubbing. When you guys go out and you have a good time and you with your friends, you don't realize how much money you fucking up. And when I was with her, and you know, when you got a girlfriend and y'all live together, you don't really go out that much except on the weekend. Maybe y'all go out to eat or something like that. But other than that, you know, going out to clubs and dating, you know, 7 women and shit, man, I was just amazed at how much money I was able to save up. Before that, everything was check to check, check to check, check to check, check to check. And now money was accumulating. All because I was sitting my ass down and it taught me, God damn, how much you, man, if guys, you'll be surprised. For all you guys that can't start your business now and you wondering where I'm going to get the capital from, sit your ass down for 6 months. Lead a dating life alone and the club life alone for 6 months and let's see what happens. And let's see where you get some money from. You have no fucking idea how much money when you go out to buy clothes, to go on dates, go out to the club, how much money you spending in the club, how much money you spending on dates. Man, all that shit adds up. All right, guys. But getting back to my point, it turned out to be the best thing. I also found out in that relationship, guys, that a serious monogamous relationship is not for me. All right, I get bored sleeping with the same woman over and over and over again. A lot of you guys might think that I like to date women and have rotations or some shit like that because I'm some fucking high school minded guy that won't grow the fuck up. That's not even why. What I learned from that was, don't get in relationships and be in these sexually unfulfilled relationships when you get tired of sleeping with the same woman over and over again. And this is when my abundance mindset developed, because I would get in these relationships and I kind of been knew this about myself, but I would continuously get into these relationships, and some of them shorter, a lot of them shorter, but still over and over again. And then 2 months later, I don't even want to fuck the girl. And then I learned, just sleeping with one woman does not work for me. All right. If you're a guy and that works for you, good. That good. I'm good. That good for you. If you eat shit for breakfast and it work good for you, good. If you bathe and horse shit all every night and it works well for you, good. That's you. I'm talking about me. I'm my own individual and you your own individual. You bathe and horse shit, that work out for you, keep bathing and horse shit. I'm talking about me and what works for me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. And that does not work for me. All right, guys? And so that's why I develop a rotation, because sleeping with the same woman gets bored to me. All right? I can sleep with the same woman, all right, but it can't be on a day-to-day basis. It has to be like once a week or some shit like that, and I have to sleep with multiple women. I can't just sleep with one woman. I just get bored. All right, guys? So I learned a lot about myself in that relationship, and I would have never experienced that had I not, if I would have listened to my gut. My gut was telling me, no, don't do it. Stay doing what you're doing. I'm glad I did it. Let's fast forward. Moving to New York. You think my gut was like, yeah, let's go, man. Let's go. Let's get the hell out of here. Hell no. My gut was like, man, you out your goddamn mind? Do you see this economy? You do realize the unemployment rate is like 13%, motherfucker. You do realize you're going to go to New York? Overpopulated New York, and you don't got no support system up there. You don't got no friends up there, and you're going to go to fucking New York. Is you lost your fucking mind? All right, guys. So coming up here to New York, I would have never came to New York if I was going to listen to my gut. Your gut don't like to step out the comfort zone. Get that through your fucking minds. I would have still been that slow ass town, probably working for some shitty ass temp service or whatever little shit jobs they got, because all the good jobs down there now go through the temp service. Don't nobody want to hire you directly on. So everybody now deals with the temp service. So it's no good paying jobs down there unless you got like a degree or something. All right. And even then, y'all guys know in these small towns, degrees, you probably make 40, 50 grand a year. Woohoo! 50 grand a year. Woohoo! I'm doing backflips. Flips. All right, guys. So I would have never came to New York. My gut said, man, you got to be lost your goddamn. You only got a few grand. Is you crazy? You don't got no job waiting for you. You don't got no support system. Came, made the shit work. Now I'm here. Let's fast forward. Now, when I started the personal training job, I was doing security. And I remember vividly talking to the manager, the guy I was working for with security, and when I started the training, and he wanted me to work for him that weekend. And I had come to a crossroads where I said, you know what, man, I gotta put all my energy into this gym to get this shit going. If you gotta eat, live, sleep this goddamn gym if you want this shit to get built up. So I remember texting with him on the phone. And he was like, hey, I need you to work for me Saturday. And I said, I had to be at the gym early Saturday morning. And I was like, man, you know, I don't think I can make it this Saturday. That's what I texted him, because I got to be at the gym early Saturday morning. And I remember, just like yesterday, the text he sent me back. He sent me, do you just want to focus on the gym and let this security shit go? Basically, without saying it, guys, he was giving me an ultimatum. Without saying it. Because he had asked me to work other nights doing security, and I told him no, I had to be at the gym. So basically, he was at the crossroads where he had to, you know, move on with his life. So he basically, without saying it, that text message was an ultimatum. And I said, my gut now telling me, motherfucker, you ain't even got a client yet. You crazy? You ain't even got a fucking client, and you finna tell this man no? And you ain't even making no money off this bullshit yet? And you finna quit your job for some shit that you don't even know is gonna work out? And I remember texting them back, yeah. Fast forward like a year and a half, I was making like $150,000 a year training, guys. Just off training. All right? And it actually went up a little higher than that, a little short time longer. But I remember like a year, year and a half later, I was making like $150,000 a year training. Would have never got there. I would have stayed in my comfort zone, making that little chump change, $30,000 a year as a security guard, if I was listening to my gut. Because my gut said, why rock the boat? We eating all right. We got a roof over our heads. It's a shitty roof in the basement, but it's a roof. You got food on the table. You got money in your pocket. Why take a chance? You don't even know if you're going to get any clients. What if you get fired next week? That's what my gut and intuition was telling me. I didn't listen to it. All right, guys. Let's fast forward a little bit while longer. So now, you know, I'm ready to make some investments and invest some of this money and shit besides buying cars and clothes and dating all these women. After I had built my clientele up, I was dating so many goddamn women. So you guys, you know how much. Any of you guys who date, any of you guys who happen to get on all these rotations, even if you keep these dates cheap, I am telling you right now, if your goal is you want to fuck 50 women a year, even keeping it cheap, gas, little drinks, shit like this, little food here and there, man, that shit adds up. But after a while, I said, you know what? I want to invest some of this money. So I had some money, and I said, start my security company. My gut said, don't do it. My gut said, man, well, we doing good now. Why you got to do all that? Why you got to go out here and get all fancy? Why you just can't be content with this? All right, I started the security company and built that. All right, my gut told me you lost your goddamn mind. Just be happy with this. What you doing? All right, with this. Yeah, and at this point, I was making closer to $200,000. All right, this one I was like, had like built up like 45 private sessions. So I was making damn good money. And my intuition was saying don't rock the boat. All right, guys, let's fast forward again. Starting this YouTube bullshit. 80% of my clients are female. My intuition said, motherfucker, you crazy? Don't you realize that fucking 80% of the people you train are fucking women and they know each other? So what if one of them see you on YouTube talking about bitches and hoes and bitches? You think they just gonna be happy to just keep training with you? Now, I look at all the shit that I got and what I'm making off all this shit and I say, man, I would have threw it all away if I would have listened to my intuition. I don't even want to tell you guys what I make because y'all probably won't even believe me no way, so I don't even want to tell you, all right? But I do very damn well, and it would have been for nothing had I listened to my intuition. My intuition told me not to do it. Man, don't get on there and show your face talking about women like that, man. You crazy? All right, guys, so... And as with women, when your intuition kicked in, which was a lot what his video about, was about, you know, women, because he's talks about women. He's a red pill guy, right? As with women, your intuition kick in. Guess when your intuition kick in with women? When you ain't on your goddamn purpose. Yeah, that's when it kick in. You want to know why it kick in? Because you got a lot of goddamn time to sit around and wonder what the fuck a woman doing. That's when you got time. Guys, I've got shit going on. I'm doing this and that. I didn't got time to listen to no intuition to worry about a woman breaking her pattern and all this and that shit. Because that's where intuition comes from when you fucking with a woman. It comes from her doing inconsistencies in her pattern. I don't got time to worry about a woman's pattern. Only thing I got time to worry about is how fast I think, when do I think I have this next book put out? That's what I got time for. I don't got time to wonder, wait a minute. She left the house at 7 o'clock last week, and today she said she gotta leave at 6:30. She probably fucking before she go to work. I don't got time to listen to intuition. I'm too fucking busy. Intuition, when you're dealing with a woman, is more about the insecurities that you have because you know you ain't on your shit. See, when a man is not on his shit, that's when the intuition kicks in. Because men, for the most part, we know when we acting like little beta bitches. Oh, yeah, we know. You know when you act. You know when you calling your woman too much. You know when your little ass sitting over there and culling all up in the bed with her every night. You know. See, that's where the intuition kicked in. A man knows when he's starting to get a little booty whoop. And men kind of know to a certain degree that that's not attractive. Even the most naive motherfucker know, man, I'm acting like a little bitch right now. I'm being a little bitch. Men know that. And men know that kind of push women off. And that's when the intuition kicks in. Because you know what? It's going to kick in because it's probably true. Because you know what? Whenever you acting like a bitch with a woman, you goddamn right she going to start doing shit to get the fuck away from around your ass. All right, guys? So if you dealing with the intuition with a woman, get on your fucking purpose. If you got time to sit around and wonder about what time a woman came home or, you know, she used to return my text message in 30 minutes, now I went to 3 hours, you got too much time to sit around and wonder about what a woman is doing if you ask me. That's what I say about the shit. Get on your fucking grind. You should be too fucking busy. You know what? A woman intuition should be kicking in about your ass. Yeah. That's what's supposed to be happening. She supposed to be wondering, man, this motherfucker doing a lot of working. She supposed to be, intuition supposed to be kicking in on your ass. Why she don't hear from you as much? See, the beta bitches who sit around and wonder about what their woman doing who ain't on their fucking purpose. See, they intuition kicking in on the woman because they got too much time on their hand. But if they was on their purpose, the woman intuition will be kicking in on their ass because they ain't giving their woman no attention. All right, guys. So that's how that shit work, guys. So if you're dealing with a woman, your intuition kicking in, that just let you know you got too much time on your hand. Idle time is the devil's workshop. Always has been, always will be, guys. Alright, guys, so that's what I got to say about intuition, guys. Intuition don't even like, I went down there to the store and got some ice cream a couple weeks ago. And for the longest, I always eat cookies and cream and butter pecan on my cheat day, right? On my cheat day, I eat the same thing. And I was just tired. I've been eating that same shit for so long. I said, man, just try something else. And I tried this hot fudge cake ice cream, and it was great. And you know why your intuition don't like for you to do that? Because if you get it and it's not good, then your intuition says, I told you to get the cookies and cream, motherfucker. Now we got to eat this bullshit. But see, guys, don't nothing get discovered great by not taking chances. Anytime you take a chance on any fucking thing, your intuition going to tell you no. All right? Anytime. If you start falling too deep for a woman, if you guys... For all my purple pill guys over here. No, if you start getting into a relationship with a woman, you go on purple pill or whatever, you want to get in a relationship, you tired of dicking them down and tossing them to the side of the road, your intuition gonna say no. Because your intuition knows that it has nothing to gain by loving a woman. It only makes you vulnerable. Alright, guys, now let's fast forward and everything works out and you stay on your fucking purpose and 10 years later, y'all got 3 kids and shit. You see what I'm saying, guys? Anytime you do anything that puts you in a vulnerable position or a weak position, your intuition is going to tell you no. All right, guys? Nobody became great by listening to their intuition. I guarantee you, if you listen, could talk to any of the great inventors of the world or any of that shit, they would tell you, my gut was telling me fuck no. I remember writing my damn book. I gave up my evening clients to write that damn book, right? My intuition said, motherfucker, you barely read, motherfucker. You barely read. You gonna write a book. And you ain't even got 10,000 subscribers and you'll write a book. Like, is you out your damn mind? You gonna get rid of your evening clients to write a book? First of all, you don't even hardly read. You don't got no clientele base. You don't know how long this shit gonna take to get off the ground. And yet you gonna go get rid of all your evening clients to write a book. Alright, guys? So I just want to put that out there, guys. Alright? You never gonna be successful listening to your intuition. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.